This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Tomorrow, July the 30th, is the World Day Against Human Trafficking, and we're going to have that conversation today. The focus, of course, is on use and abuse of technology. We've seen that it has moved from the regular pick a person from one location, take them to another location to exploit or things like that, to using, you know, technology to deceive, to lure, with, of course, the view to manipulate and exploit. So, NAPTIP's coordinator of River State, Nwamaka Ikeriashi, joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Eno. Good to see you.
Same
and good morning,
here.
My listeners.
All right. So, we have someone here, a survivor, a victorious person who, you know, was trafficked, right?
Yes.
And she will be telling us her story. Before we get talking with Nwamaka this morning. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
And congratulations for being a winner, for being a survivor. So tell us your story.
I was taken to Togo last year. He's a friend of mine in my community, so he asked me to join him to Togo, that he's going to give me some work, like working in the hotel or selling in the market. So I decided to follow him, not knowing he's going there to sell me for prostitution.
So how did you get to Togo?
He's the one that took me to Togo.
You went by bus?
Yes, by transport.
From here to Lagos, Lagos you crossed the border?
Yes.
Was it difficult crossing the border?
No.
Did you have a passport?
No.
So you settled at the border and they let you pass?
Yes.
Okay. Then you got to Togo. What did you notice when you got there that started making you think that this is not what I was told? What changed?
When I went to Togo, the exact thing he told me I'm going to do there, like, I did not see any of that. It was just prostitution and all that. So
how did you get to, for example, we live here now. I said we're going to Benin. We get to Benin City, for example. We get into a house. Maybe we rent the house, so there are people there. Well, tell us, we need to understand what happened. So you got to Togo. Where did you live? What really happened before you now found out that there really is no job?
Like, when I went there, the place is like a ghetto.
Okay.
So, even when I went there safe, I know there's nothing like a job there. So, I just like seeing girls hanging around and all that. So,
immediately you got there, you knew that this was trouble.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what did you do?
I do have sex with men.
So, you were forced to work?
Yes.
Would you say you were forced to work, really? Was there any threat to your life, or were you just thinking, if I don't do this, something might happen to me, or I'm stranded, there's no hope at this point? What was it?
Yes, there is no hope because I don't have anybody there, because I'm there already. I don't have any choice anymore.
You didn't have any money?
No. Just for me to continue, like, doing the work that he asked me to do. That's the only choice I have.
So, were you being paid, and by whom?
I'm not being paid. I'm the one working for my madame there.
Oh, okay. So, somebody took you from here, there. You didn't mention the madame. So, where did you meet the madame? How does she come into the picture?
She's the one that sent the transport to the friend of mine.
Okay.
That he took me to Togo. So, when I got there, she was the one that came to pick me in their park.
Okay.
So I'm working for her. When I finish working for the day, the next morning we're going to submit the money to her. They should give us 2,000 CFA for our feeding.
Okay, so were all of you staying in the place? You and the other girls?
Yes.
The other girls you met, where were they from?
They're Nigeria River State.
Oh, really? So we have some rivers children there prostituting?
Yes.
Okay, so what was it like for you the first time? I mean, you got there, you found out that there was no job and you had to sleep with a man. What was it like? What were you thinking? What was going through your mind?
So it was really difficult. Like, I was sorry for myself. Like, coming to this place, I really don't know what to say.
All right, so how long did you work for while you were there?
More than 7 to 8 months.
Okay, somebody's listening and they're wondering, you don't sound like you're 12 years old or 13. You're 18, right? Over 18. And someone will be wondering, so why didn't you try to escape, you know? Why didn't you try to run? Maybe get to a park and explain your situation or go to the police?
I don't have anybody and I don't have any money with me. When I tried to do so, my cousin sister was there with me. It was the same guy that took us. So when the both of us and some other girls tried to escape, it's like they went back and tell my madam that look at. So I went for a business outside. And I come back that day. I came back the next day. She was scared that I want to run and all that. So she called the guy. The guy now asked her, so that let her carry us so that we're going to take an oath and all that. That if I did not balance her, that if I leave her place, that something bad will happen to me. I might get mad or I might die in the process. So all those things that make me
fear
back.
So how much did you say you're supposed to repay her?
750,000
naira.
Yes.
Okay. And how much was the safer at that time? How much was the safer? You say you work and they give you 2,000. So how much in safer did you need to work to give to her to complete the 750? Did you have any idea?
No.
So you just kept working and paying?
We do market card.
Like daily contribution?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So any amount to work for that day, she'll give us the 2,000 safer. Then she'll mark the rest in the cards. They will throw meeting of 3,000. Month end, she will still take it and add it in our cards so that she said so that it will help us balance her fast and all that. But I'm done marking one full card. I'm into the second card. But my friends, they told me that since I'm done marking one card, that I'm done balancing her. But she said I'm not done.
So you're at her mercy. Whether you're done, you're not done, she determines how she's going to keep manipulating you.
Yes.
So how did you get free?
It was through the help of the NACTIV. Like, I informed my elderly ones.
You had a phone?
Yes, I took a friend's phone and informed my elderly ones. Look at your arm. Look at the person that took me to Togo and all that. So, and they asked me that I should not worry, that they will get back to me.
Were you able to identify where you were? You knew your way around. You knew the house you were living in. If someone had called, like just called your elder ones, and were able to tell them exactly where you were,
yes.
The location.
Yes.
Okay, and that was where the journey started. Wamaka.
Oh yeah.
So tell us the rest of it.
Well, actually, this happened late last year and this year.
Okay.
So when she went to Togo and we've heard the story from her, so her family came and reported to NACTIV River State. So that was how we started to work. So we did all the preliminary investigation with the help of the Department of State Services. In fact, they were also at the forefront of this matter too. We conducted our arrests, got our information, and we partnered with the Foreign Affairs. So through that medium, we were able to bring her back to Nigeria, then down to River State, Port Harcourt. It wasn't an easy one, but we were able to do that.
How long did it take? From when the report was made?
1 month.
1 month.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they also had to do some findings over there. And the trafficker also gave us some information too, because she did not know a lot of information. And she didn't really have a phone to herself. It's only when she calls you can hear. So she
was no way to reach her.
Yes, not at the picture. So it was just small pieces of information, but we had to develop it and dust it and do some work, and we're able to bring her back. So she arrived safely to Nigeria. So the matter is currently in court.
All right. So
that's the situation.
Let me just get back to her. So you came back. I'm sure some rehabilitation has been done or is in process.
She's still currently under our custody.
Okay. So when you came back, how did you feel being able to, you know, be brought back home after such a long time?
I feel good. Like, I'm happy for me to come back to Nigeria.
What about going to court? Were you comfortable with that? Did you think that the person that deceived you, that there was a job in Togo, should be punished? And why?
I'm not comfortable, sure.
Why? You don't want him to be punished?
Like, I felt pity for him. He's just like my brother.
Okay.
So...
okay, I understand. She feels a bit of guilt. You know, someone I'm close to, someone I'm familiar with.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's somebody that is close to you that will virtually traffic you, because that's the person that can convince you.
That you can trust, that can also earn your trust.
Exactly. That's why these traffickers tell you a friend.
Mm.
A relation, if possible, because they know when you talk to the person will tend to believe you. The person tend to have that trust in you.
That you're not going to deceive them or you don't mean them any harm.
Exactly. So that is why. So, and they do it because they know that definitely you have a soft spot for them,
and it'll be difficult to prosecute.
And that's the problem we always have in prosecution. We have a lot of people that have come back from foreign trips of this nature, but when it comes to prosecution, you find them drawing back. They'll tell you, no, I don't want prosecution, this person, this. I said, well, you knew what you went through, you've forgotten so fast, so quick. So that's why we also encourage survivors and victims of human trafficking to ensure that justice is being done.
So how difficult is it really convincing her? Because even as she's speaking now, you can see she's almost tearing up.
Exactly.
You know, feeling...
it's always emotional, and, you know, the trauma is something that will take a long while to wear off. Even a lot of... she's very brave and courageous, I must commend her, because even a lot of victims will not say anything. For close to 1 week, 2 weeks, they'll just be looking at you because they're traumatized. And they just give you information in bits. They don't just give you information on this hair.
So you don't have a lot to work with.
Exactly. So we don't also exhaust them. We'll allow them, you know. The best way of eliciting information from them is you make them your friends. They have that confidence in you. Then they will open up to you. Aside as... you can't get anything from them. I know one thing about human trafficking, I see. The victims are our exhibits. It's your proof in court. If you don't have a victim, you don't have a matter. Because I didn't go to Togo. You didn't go to Togo. The IO didn't go to Togo. You understand?
So until the person who was trafficked is willing to come up and...
exactly, that is when you have a case.
Okay. I just want to talk about this a bit before the commercial, and then, you know, so this matter of, it was in the news a few days ago. Correspondent Sobiru Wari was with you in court. Some woman or person who had taken a 15-year-old for prostitution, of course, a case of trafficking.
Yes.
And who has been prosecuted in that matter?
Okay, currently the madam.
The woman who runs the brothel. Brothel, what is it?
It's I found that place is quite unfortunate. When you even go there, you will not really know that something like that is going on. That's the disheartening part of it. You know, it's like more of a cover thing.
Okay.
So it was with FIDA. It was actually a tip off from FIDA. So the girl had to run. She ran away because the story was that she's a student too. She's in secondary school, SS2. So she was brought to Port during the Easter break. A family friend of theirs brought her to Port Harcourt that she can come and work for like 2-3 months, that period, then go back. So she followed her. So she said when they got to Port Harcourt, they went to Izibundu Waterside. they rejected her that she was small. She said she didn't know.
She just thought it was a job.
Yes. So she was even telling the woman, what is it that these people have said? I do a lot of work. Oh. Is it farming? Is it cleaning and everything? So they now went to this place in my three, Abi, my one of those places. So the woman spoke to a lady and
left her there.
So she said when she entered, the lady went to bring clothes and asked her to change. She was like, change how? So you are here to work. Oh. She said, what kind of work? She said, prostitution. She said she started crying. Oh, that the lady beat the living daylight out of her.
She's a child.
And asked her. So that was how she started. So every day she was crying. So she now...
She was a bad case.
So she had to, with the help of one of the workers, she was able to escape.
So the madam is being prosecuted. What about the men that go there to rape a child?
That's the problem. That's the issue. Because we keep telling these people, keep pleading with them, you know. A lot of them will claim they don't know. But when you look at a girl a lot of times, you should be able to reasonably assess the age. But they will tell you. In fact, there was a radio carried about, not in River State. It was funny enough, we even had to arrest. It was not here. He arrested the customers. And that was the first time of me hearing from them. Say, we didn't know. I said, you didn't know. You know?
Wamakai Kedia, she's my guest. She's from NAPTIP. Commercial will play shortly and we'll continue the conversation. She brought with her a survivor who was taken to Togo, but she has returned and she's been rehabilitated by NAPTIP. My name is Enoch Bevere. Stay tuned to Knowledge Info. We'll be back after some time. Good morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We have the River State Coordinator of the National Agency for the Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, Wamaka Kediashi. Good morning, Wamaka.
Good morning, Eno, once again, and good morning, my wonderful listeners.
All right, let's talk about prosecution, because I know that the law doesn't allow any agency hold on to a person for longer than a certain time. So when a person has been trafficked, you know, been recovered, and the process starts, how does it really work?
Okay, like NAPTIP as an agency has the mandate of arrest, investigation, prosecution, rehabilitation and reintegration of victims of human trafficking. That's a prosecution of the traffickers and arrest of the traffickers. So it's in our mandate. It's also in our act. So we're empowered to do that. But the problem we usually have in prosecution is, like I said, the victims are exhibits. Before you talk about the passports, correspondences, chats, and other things showing that trafficking has... Yes, and you know, this is usually done via technology. So that's why this year's theme is use and abuse of technology, because you find out that technology plays a very major role in trafficking of persons. So prosecution, yes, like I said, we prosecute. But the problem we usually have is these victims, they don't want to go to court. Once they come back, to find it difficult talking, so it takes a lot of time. Like, we have a lot of victims that are undergoing counseling and rehabilitation to help them speak up. And you know, these victims, you can't keep them for a long time. Our shelter is a temporary one, and also have partners like the Ministry of Social Welfare. The Safe Home is part of our shelters. Then we have a lot of partners in terms of sheltering of human trafficking that we partner with. So because of that, you find out that sometimes prosecution is low, you know, but the courts are always readily and willing to attend to cases of human trafficking and accelerate that.
Okay. So let's talk about the theme for this year.
use and abuse of technology. That's the theme of this year's human trafficking. And we discovered that in trafficking, technology facilitates human trafficking. It aids the recruitment of victims all over the world through online dating platforms where personal and detailed information of people are readily available, and also via social media platforms. Then the traffickers use technology to profile, recruit, control, transport and exploit their victims. Example, the phones, laptops, you know, the Twitter, Facebook, all those mediums. Technology is also means of advertising and connecting victims to a wide range of customers through the internet for sexual services. Especially, example, in Dubai, a lot of my Dubai victims is via the phone, social media, that they get their customers through. They will upload their
photos.
Yes, photos, half nude pictures, and the customers send for them. It also happens here in Nigeria. But a lot of times you don't see people because of the society we live in. It's been kind of hidden.
Because everyone is a saint.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, my dear. So traffickers use the internet to track the movement and activities of these victims through the GPS software installed on phones. And technology has also enabled and facilitated the posting of fake jobs, advertisements, fake scholarship, adverts on non-existing football clubs. I have a victim here in River State. Surprisingly, she was recruited here. They even wrote exam here in Port Harcourt. They never knew that they were going to be trafficked to Dubai.
All fake.
So after the exam, they shortlisted their names that they passed. Some of them, said they had money, now.
They were profiled.
So they said, no problem. For those of you that do not have the resources, no be job you they go for. Go. When you get there,
refund.
The girl said when she got there, she started working in a supermarket at first.
Where is that?
In Dubai.
Okay.
So she was communicating with her people. She worked in the supermarket for 2 months. Then she said one fateful day, they came and told her she has gotten a better job. That was how they moved her to a house. When she got there, she met her madam. The woman told her, yes, you've been in Dubai for 2 months, but you've been sold to me for the purposes of prostitution. So that was how she started working. Her people, because when she there was no communication
anymore.
They were agitated. They didn't know whether something has gone wrong. Luckily for her, because they always have hefty men watching over them. So she just told them that, she said she just told one lie. She's back to Nigeria, She told one lie, and the person allowed her to use the phone. So that was how they reported the matter. You know, she communicated her people and started. Finally, to God be the glory. She's back as usual. Now we thank God. So, like this year's theme, use and abuse of technology, we are encouraging people to be very careful. It's not everything you see on social media is real. A lot of them are fake.
If photos can be photoshopped, what is left?
Exactly. So, and NatiPeace, we are trying. We are trying our little best and very best too. But that's why we're also telling people, when you see something, you say something. A lot of people, like I said, and I've been saying, this trafficking happens within our environment.
Families.
Even family members, especially, are the ones trafficking people, but nobody to speak up. They just keep quiet. Then, in what NATIP has also been doing in trying to tackle this cyber crime of it, offense, NAPTIP in partnership with Facebook and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, they are partnering to enhance tracing of these victims through a diligent investigation of all cases relating to online child abuse and human trafficking offenses. Then the agency also has a sole unrestricted access to millions of information around the world that will keep and tackle online recruitment, trafficking, and exploitation of victims, especially children. Then the headquarters, that's NAPTIP headquarters, has set up a cybercrime task team that is dedicated to tackle these online crimes. And also NAPTIP will conduct joint investigation with DSS, Interpol, and other stakeholders.
Okay. So if a family realizes that their ward has been, or their family member has been trafficked, what are they supposed to do? Just walk us through the process.
The truth of the matter, NAPTIP is the agency that has been tasked to handle cases of human trafficking. So we find out that we'll give you 100% attention, because that's our mandate. We don't have any other divided mandates. It's NAPTIP mandate to handle cases of human trafficking. So apparently, if the person reports to NAPTIP, I bet you there will be great progress. There will definitely be great progress, because ours is to ensure that the victim is returned safely and prosecution takes its course. That's our mandate.
Right. We have a few messages here. Abokaribo, the victims, in addition to the psychological trauma and fear, also have to deal with the shame of it. The potential publicity quite often is also hard for them to handle. Many therefore find it easier to hide under the veneer of denial and forgetting. Okay, says God bless you and your team for the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Then we have Tex saying that, I commend the girl for even speaking up. I think NAPTIP, knowing these situations where the victims or relatives or witnesses, either due to guilt or emotional attachment to the perpetrators or accomplices, would be reluctant to cooperate on or under duress to be uncooperative during prosecution, NAPTIP should start audio and video recording of all discussions and interactions, both with the victims, those tipping NAPTIP off, those who give directions and addresses to trafficked people. Because good lawyers will always say circumstantial evidence can be used in lieu of confession or testimony of a victim or witness to convict. We can't keep letting these devils slide due to want of evidence.
Yeah, I want to react to that. We do audio, you understand, and even the ACJ, Administration of Criminal Justice Act, you record this thing. So we do them, you know, we do them in... thank God some of the courts, especially the Federal High Courts, are buying into this, because they know too, you know. But the truth of the matter is that except the victim is not within reach. But ordinarily, if your victim is within reach, yes, you should
produce them in court.
Yes.
Okay. We'll take a call or two. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Chia Gozie says, this human trafficking is now becoming a norm in our society. A lot of teenage girls are lured into it. We can't question poverty too, which is a problem. Most times these ladies go to rural areas to pick poor, vulnerable girls as a decoy, saying they'll be properly taken care of and put in schools. There are lots of these, in quote, madams and pimps around. It is a crime which should be frowned at. So how can you be contacted? Getting to the end of the show, how can you be contacted? Okay. And what should people really look out for before they contact you?
Like we said, if you see something, say something. When especially a situation whereby somebody tells you, I have a job in overseas, anywhere, everywhere is now a target. Some even go as far as saying UK, you know. You go there, especially telling you, if you don't have money, we'll foot the bill. Mm. There is nothing free, even in Freetown. There is no free gift. You understand? So when you see that they are potential, in fact, they are traffickers, because it's not as if the person is running a charitable or charity organization that they are into that. Even, you know, so you have to be very careful. That's why we keep telling people, be very careful. Don't fall to every form of gift. And a lot of times they attribute it to poverty. It's not poverty. It's greed. Mm. Part of the why people are trafficked is greed, because they will tell you, okay, when you go there, if you convert it 250,000 naira a month, you calculate a year, and they will tell you, don't worry, they will give you accommodation, they will give you food. It's not just to go and clean house. After all, nobody knows where you are going doing there.
Yeah.
Save. In 1 year, you come back as a big girl. So you fall to it. That's greed. It's not as if you've not been surviving in Nigeria, or you have not been eating, or, you know.
Yeah, but people...
So a lot of times they keep saying it's poverty, poverty, poverty. It's
greed. No, I'm sure there's the one that is really poverty-driven. But if a person desires a better life abroad, that's fine.
No, we're not saying it's not good. It's good. we are not saying that it's bad, but what we're trying to say is that the person should look well before you go. That's just all.
All right. So let's have your numbers.
So you can reach us through 0803-544-5308. You can also reach us through 0703-88-94-817. 0703-88-94-817.
Again, please.
The call is already... 1 minute, sorry. Okay. 0703-889-4817. 0703-889-4817.
Do you have an office?
Yes.
Where is it?
You can come to the Obiakpo Council Secretariat. You just ask of NAPTIP and they also... Then also, you can also reach us through 0803-284-8494. 0803-284-8494.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Uwama Kai Kidiachi, for your time.
Thank you so much.
And happy celebration tomorrow.
Thank you. We are most grateful.
All right. Nigerians, do key in and let's keep the world a safer place.